Hello, Jolly. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, hello, Mohammed.
Hello, Shavi. How are you?
I am good. And how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm a bit sleep deprived, but I'm fine otherwise. Happy to be in Japan, and so all good. And how did you go yesterday with your assessment, Shabir?
It went well, but I am, they asked me politely to fasten my seat belts and do some more work on my thesis to speed it up. So. Yes. They politely said that I am getting slow. So it was. Yeah. Otherwise, it went well. okay. I had to brief them on the progress of my last 6 months. So last 6 months, probably according to the committee, they say that I was slow. So I said yes. You are very much right. I'll try to be more proactive in my research for the next 6 months. So how long was your flight, Vanilla?
It all together, I suppose, about 12, 14 hours with a stopover in Taipei. And then it took a little while to get to the hotel room with a ferry, a bus, and a train, and so forth. But it was very, very hard to sleep on the flight. I had a man next to me who was snoring loudly, so it was a little bit difficult. But anyway, I'll get a good night's sleep.
You would have a well-earned sleep after, let's say, in an hour or about.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm hoping that Judith's going to join us, and hopefully some others, so we can get started.
Yes. Jolly, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm half awake. You know, when you're falling asleep, I'm trying to wake up.
That's a trouble, isn't it?
That's the way it goes. And what I'm just looking at is how I add people to the wiki. I need that as a.
So here we are, Judith.
Not her. Yes, Judith. Judith is here.
Good morning.
Are you awake?
Welcome. No. I decided to do my iPad in bed because I'm not awake yet.
So that's why we're just.
The house COVID.
Yeah, okay.
I heard the internet is really bad there.
Where? In Japan?
In the hotel, if you use the hotel's internet.
No, I'm not in Portopia. I'm in Pearl City, and it's really good.
Oh, okay. I heard a lot of the people from Uganda were interrogated before coming in into a special room.
Oh, wow!
And charged with war, and they were investigated for committed possible crimes in Uganda. In Kobe.
Oh, that's awful.
And they were like,
and then they were finally released.
Oh, goodness. Oh, that's horrible for them. Wow.
Yeah, I was doing the Skype chat before getting on.
So I think.
Oh, yeah, Shabir and I discussed a bunch of changes. Did you make them, Shabir?
Not yet. I have. At least I remember the changes that you suggested. You suggested one in the address in the last article of the last point, and you also suggested to change the online membership article. Where is that? What sort of meetings we would have. So we would have only online meetings, and then we would have face-to-face components sometimes. So we'll officially write in the bylaws that we would have online meetings.
Are these changes in an email that I could put them, you know, should we make this thing in the wiki a master, or do you want to change a master on the,
no,
on the Google Doc or something?
Charlie, he didn't make the changes. He just is discussing them now.
No, I did not make the changes. I just remember, yeah.
Yeah. Well, so, do you want to tell them to me and I'll rewrite this thing here?
All right, so Charlie, at the end, we need a different address because it says North Carolina.
You will have to change that. We can change it to ISOC, right?
Hey, look, I think if we're going to do this, let's just go article by article so that we're all on the same page.
But no, this is the last page. This is the last article, all the way at the end.
I know. But, you know, we're jumping back and forth. And to make it easy on Jolly and you know, who's hopefully going to put this together, which is great. Then, you know.
So, Ganella, I made all the changes that you suggested in your very detailed email. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, but before we start, Dolly, we had questions for you.
Yeah.
And yes. One is, can ISOC New York be the fiscal sponsor of?
I'm sure it can. You know, I'm no longer on the board, so I'd have to, you know, it would have to go through Greg.
But that's a possibility, right? Because we don't have to open a bank.
What are our options, Jolly, for holding an account? Can we have an individual account in the name of Accessibility SIG in New York?
Yes.
So what would you suggest? What would you suggest as a SIG? What should we do?
I think we should talk to Greg. But, you know, what happened is that, you know, we have this project, the NYC Mesh,
yeah,
of which we're a fiscal sponsor. And they've gone through, you know, I don't know, you know, over $50,000, you know, maybe, you know, upwards. And so one of my final moves before when I resigned as president was to arrange for them to have their own bank account. And we went through the whole nonsense of this. And so the only problem with the, you know, is that maybe, you know, we'll have to ask Greg to be, you know, the treasurer or the signee on this. You know, or have to find someone who, in New York who is going to be, you know, acceptable, and I'm not necessarily that person.
Oh, okay.
Judith could be, you know, it'll have to be someone who can walk into the bank and we can say, here is the person that is going to be the.
Yeah, but I'm not based always in the. I'm not in New York as.
No, but you know, all that happens is that for one occasion you have to go into the. To go in, you know, I mean, whoever the treasurer is, who's basically going to be the person that holds the credit card, has to be able to walk into the bank, and show their credentials. You see what I mean? So,
So we could get Greg to be.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all right, Greg. You know, Greg's got a fair amount on his plate, I think, but I'm sure that he'd be agreeable.
Yeah, all we right now want him to be. I remember last night. It's called fiscal sponsor.
Yeah.
ISOC DC is a fiscal sponsor for IGF USA.
Yeah.
And collects the money and does everything.
Yeah. It means that, you know, people can make tax.
It means John Moore has to hold the purse strings.
What we've learned is that if there's no money, it doesn't make a lot of difference. But if there's money, really, it's better to have a separate bank account so that people know how much money they've got and how, you know, you don't intermingle the funds.
But if we only get the 2,000 that they give out annually, then it doesn't make as much. It doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'd hope to get the three and a half small grants as well.
Right, but with that, it doesn't matter that much. But with the other ones, it does, right? When we get to 50,000.
Yeah, but even if it's 3,500, there really does need to be some separation.
No, there is, Gunilla. There's a total separation. It's just that they're our fiscal sponsor. So, like, we get a lot of money. For IGF USA, we get 50,000 or 60,000. But ISOC DC is our fiscal sponsor, so they are also
the only function that fiscal sponsorship provides is that it means that you can take tax deductible donations. Otherwise, you know, there's nothing to stop anybody from opening a bank account and saying, okay, this is for this purpose. You need some doing business as, but I'm sure ISOC NY can do that, and it's something that I can work out with Greg on his return from Japan, and Gunilla can talk to him about it probably while she's there.
Well, I'm actually having a meeting with Greg and a few others on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. and so I can broach it with him then, and
but the question here is, Jolly and Judith both, that if we opt for the option of fiscal sponsor, would this be acceptable for ISOC, particularly for admin funding, because admin funding is supposed for the SIG or for the chapter.
You know, as someone who's administrated it,
asking for accounts in the name
As someone who's administrated, you know, a chapter for some years, you know, all they actually need is a bank account they can send it to, and all they actually ask is that you account for that money and do your full reporting, and beyond that there isn't very much of a requirement whatsoever. But
Jolly, I think Shabir is referring to the major payments, because sometimes in the past they send it to individual people's accounts, and that's no longer possible.
So I haven't heard any difference on that. As I say, with my experience, you know, as long as you're the accredited officer of the, or the person responsible for the money in a chapter, how you get it. Is up to you. Yeah. So anyway, I'm saying that this is not something that we need to talk about, because it's not going to be a problem. And I think that it's a good solution. You know, what we have in New York is that we have quite a reliable treasurer in the chapter. So, and Greg and me. So between the three of us, you know that you're in pretty good hands, that we can keep an eye on it. And
okay. shall we try for Greg first? I know he's very, very busy, but I'll be talking to him. And Jolly, if you wanted to send an email.
Yeah. Okay. So I should open a separate page of notes here. Okay, got that one bank account.
Yes.
The other thing when it comes to the bylaws is in regard to Jews. If you go down a little bit, scroll down a few more articles.
What article number are we talking?
So, Ganella, you are talking about the dues, and I removed those clauses on your recommendation, so they are no more there. Yeah, I have.
Oh,
so,
okay,
a recommendation that you made.
Oh, I see it now. Article 10.
Operated, yes. So I've removed, yes. You suggested, and I accepted and removed, yes.
Okay, because it's still here, number 2. So Jolly will remove that then.
So, okay, remove. Jews will be. So there's nothing about Jews in here at all?
No.
There was something about Jews in here?
Yeah, it said Jews. Jews shall be fixed annually by the Executive Council, so...
I thought you said Jews.
No.
Oh, my goodness me.
Some people have Jews on the brain.
Nobody's over your head again, dude.
Okay. Well, I saw that, but I was saying I saw that as a possibility that maybe someday we will have dues, and if we do someday have dues, they'll be fixed annually.
Yeah,
but we don't have dues, so they won't be put in.
Do we want to put dues on the membership? And
some societies do.
It's hard enough to get members anyway, and if we're going to ask them to.
Okay.
And all the admin involved with that, because ISOC Australia does that, and it's a whole nother level of admin, I can tell you. So, I'd be pretty reluctant to go down that path.
Okay, removed.
Okay. Now,
okay. Do you want to go back to the start? Do you want to go back to the top now and start working our way down?
That would be good.
Okay. So I added on this one, which may be abbreviated to the numeronym A11 YSEG. Okay.
Okay.
And I know Gunilla hates that name.
Yeah.
you don't think around the bush, Judith. No, I just don't think a lot of people understand what the new numeron is. I can hardly say it. But
it's a lot easier to spell. And then the other thing is that there is a pretty wide movement. There's A11Y meetups in multiple cities in America, and it makes us a lot easier to like recruit people.
It depends on who we're recruiting, but it's not something I'm going to get too worked up about one way or another. So. We've got so many other things to work through, so let's just move on.
But I think it should be mentioned there, so I put it in.
Okay, so I will change in Article 2.
Yeah.
The SIG will support activities for people with disabilities and people with specific needs.
No, take out the special needs business.
No, we need specific needs, not special needs. Specific.
No.
Yes, because we're not going to be, we're going to have an issue. Specific needs are, say we have people who have cognitive disabilities or AIDS disabilities or whatever disabilities. They don't have disabilities. They have specific needs.
When a person has a cognitive impairment, that usually comes under people with disability. And
yeah, disability I know, but movement, I'm with Andrea on really this. Hard. I'm with Andrea on this. I think that we should use the correct titles, which is people with disabilities and people with specific needs.
Jabir, what are your thoughts on that?
I would say no harm in using people with specific needs as well as people with disabilities, as long as we will move forward after this.
Continue.
Jolly's over to you.
I was going to say features. I wondered if we could change that to benefits.
Okay. What's your view on people with disabilities and people with specific needs? Can we keep that in?
I'm agnostic on that.
Uh-huh. So, I don't know. I would like to have that in there.
So, is it two, you know, if I'm recusing myself, how does the...
Then it's me and Shabir was said I could have it, right?
I can have that. Yeah, I have no issues in having specific needs there. Yes.
Okay, so that's in item two, the for people with disability and specific needs, right?
Disabilities, plural. And people. No, it's people with disabilities and people with specific needs. We have someone else joining our meeting.
Okay. I'm just gonna step away for for 20 seconds.
Meanwhile the Jolly steps away. Who has joined us? Can you introduce yourself?
Rudy, are you there? I guess not.
Ruby, if I'm not wrong. Ruby Danielle.
I know.
Okay, I'm back.
Jolly, is it someone? Rudy Danielle seems to have joined us, but we can't see because you are sharing your screen.
Okay, I shall unshare my screen for a second.
Is he still there?
Yeah, Rudy. Rudy does not have a mic.
Rudy, can you introduce yourself in the chat? No.
We're not sure. Rudy, if you can hear us, please wave. How about that? So, there's no evidence that we're in communication.
So, probably if Ruby can hear us.
Rudy's microphone's on.
Yes. So, moving
on. Hi, Rudy. Rudy. Could you introduce yourself either in the chat or in person?
Certainly I will, yes. I'm Rudy Daniel. I belong to the Internet Society, and I'm also president of the National Paralympic Committee in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Oh, in St. Vincent. Oh, great.
Okay. You're a friend of Roxanne, I presume.
Thank you for joining us.
I do know Roxanne.
And we are currently discussing the draft bylaws for accessibility C. So, on Article 2, Jolly, right?
Yeah, so I'm going back to share screen.
But Rudy never saw these because it was sent only to us.
Oh. So I'm going back to share screen. Just a minute. Share. Okay. So are we done with Article 2?
Oh, yes. I saw that.
Okay.
So that's Article 2. Uh-huh. So are we moving on to Article 3?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so I have a question on this. What exactly does it mean when membership is not necessary, however, for partition actors of the society or its chapters? Shouldn't that be of the SIG?
Right. You know,
so this means...
Yes?
Jolly, to understanding, this means that if we are having some activity, some conference, some can come in and participate in the discussion, but for a specific just to get the membership of accessibility SIG, you have to be a member of ISOCKET. So members would be able to vote. There is a requirement, but non-members would not be able to vote. This is one thing that yes.
So, I'm trying to pass this sentence, which is membership is not necessary, however, for participation activities of the society. So I'm going to change that to, you know, where am I here? All members, but membership is not for participation in SIG activities. Period. And then you wanted to add something about voting?
Yeah, he said he wanted that only voting, only member. Voting is only done by actual members of the SIG.
Yes, and for that you would have to be first member of Internet Society and then the member of ISOCKET.
I'm going to make that another item. So, where are we?
Okay.
So, I'm actually going to change this to just make each item so that we don't have this and that going on in.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to show preview on that. Here we go down. So it's now the four items.
Okay.
All of them.
Okay. So we're on to Article 4, officers.
Yes. And I think that's fine. I really dislike how these are the standard ones. ISOCKET DC doesn't believe in this because Mike Nelson doesn't believe in this. But I have no problem with these titles.
Okay.
The minor thing when it comes to number two.
Speak up, Janella, I can't hear you.
Okay. In number two in your Article 4, just to take brackets after December 2.
I think we've got the noises coming from
Daniel. Rudy's. Rudy, could you put us on mute when you're not talking? Thank you, Rudy.
Okay. So December 31 in 2 years is good?
Yeah, just take out the square brackets under 31, and I'm presuming that what that means is that we will have a
election.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. But
before the election, we have to have some temporary board to get going or something like that. Is that correct?
So what is my presumption here is that we would have a temporary board or ad hoc board, whatever we want to name it, until preferably December this year, and in November, elections, and have an elected board for 2 years, and subsequently for the next years. Yeah, this is what I am thinking of.
And also Carl Schulman said that to be approved as a SIG, we needed to have a bylaws finalized and the officers finalized for ISOC to approve it.
Yes, and this is where we come to the next item of today's, that we need to have board, and we need to...
I don't think we got to the next item yet, because we've got a chicken and egg situation here of how do we establish who we are, you know, to like decide who the officers are now.
So this is kind of a we can add this bylaws and this discussions, and we can have a small we can. So this is the meeting of the although unofficial, so SIG is not formed, so we are having a preliminary meeting, and we are deciding that this is the temporary board that would held their positions until the end of this year. And it will help elect the new board. This is what I think things should flow. But if ISOC has some other model in their mind, I am not sure. Because we are not told that how we should elect the first body of the SIG.
Okay, I've got it. The founding members. Shall appoint a pro tem board that will serve until the first elections. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, done.
Could you read that, Jolly?
The founding members shall appoint a pro tem board that will serve until the first election.
Perfect. Danella? Okay.
Yes, that's fine. And when it says the founding members, I mean, does that need to be in any formal sense a certain quorum or not? Or, I mean,
For the quorum, we have a certain question in the relevant article. So
yeah, so keep going.
We have when we reach there, we'll discuss that there, I think.
Okay, so Article 5, duties of officers. President is a principal officer. Oh yeah.
It's a question.
Yeah.
What's the significance of December the 31st?
So we want to have an officer's term for 2 years, and it is either fiscal year or the annual year. And when I wrote this line here, December the 31st, I was thinking that ISOC runs through calendar year. So I think it would be more prudent for us as a SIG to work on the same lines. since fundings and everything is linked with the annual year and not the fiscal, as
Joel, we that's fine. I don't. I think other SIGs do it during the year, but whatever, it's fine with me.
So is that in line with ISOC as well? Is ISOC fiscal year or calendar year?
So ISOC funding is linked with the calendar year, not the fiscal year. So you get the funding from January 1st to December 31st, and the admin funding and other fundings as well. Mainly is the admin funding that SIGs and get for a year. So it's the annual year, calendar year. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm clear on that now.
So any comment on Article 5, the position duties of the officers, Jolly?
Yes. So the president is the principal officer and is responsible for leading the SIG and managing activities in accordance with the policies and procedures of the Internet Society and these bylaws. The president shall preside at all meetings of the SIG and of its executive council. And then there's a thing in brackets, with the advice of the SIG executive council, the president shall appoint all members of the committee of the SIG and all committee chairmen. So what about that final phrase? Is that in or out?
I'm guessing all those things that are in either square brackets or other brackets, were they part of a template from ISOC for bylaws?
Yes, and, yes, these brackets and these were the part of the template that we get from the ISOC.
Yeah, so we don't really need to have it in there. That's just for our information.
Okay, taken out. Number two, the vice president shall preside at meetings in the absence of the chair.
That's fine.
I mean, you know, in my practice at our meetings, we sort of like say we would just vote on who chairs the meeting, but whatever.
And under secretary, it lists what the secretary is supposed to do with reporting to ISOC, and that's for our information, really, isn't it? And then it's listed anyway as subheadings: preparation of the annual SIG report for presentation to the SIG at the annual election meeting. Okay. Normally it's called annual general meeting, but I suppose that's fine.
I think we should change it to annual general meeting because we are not having the annual election meeting now. We are having election meeting after 2 years, every 2 years.
Good point. So annual general meeting, that's a standard phrase.
Sorry, I'm lost here. Where is this?
Yeah, where it says it's the subheading, preparation of the annual SIG report. You've got a cursor on it now.
Yeah.
For presentation to the SIG at the annual general meeting, not election meeting.
Okay. Okay.
And the next one is preparation of a SIG's activity report and submission of this report to ISOC headquarters. And the third one is notification to ISOC headquarters of any changes in the elected offices of the SIG. And fourthly, submission of any proposed amendments to these bylaws to ISOC's vice president of chapters. And then in brackets, it says, as noted in Article 11 of these sample bylaws, proposed amendments must be approved before they can be submitted to the chapter.
I think this is mentioned further down in Article 11. Yeah, so we don't have to worry about that because it is in Article 11. So we're just going to take that out. Okay, so I'm confused here by the fact that the secretary has to do an annual financial report, and then it says the treasurer she'll do the annual financial report. So who is it, the treasurer or the secretary?
Well, that's normally the treasurer's role, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the treasurer's role.
So I think it also relates to the mission of that financial report to ISARC headquarters. That should be the job of secretary. So preparation, should be read as in the support of treasurer or something like that, because treasurer would prepare the report and secretary would submit it to.
Okay, I understand.
Also, the secretary is submitting it, not the treasurer.
Yeah, I see. The point I would make here I see another role here, which is chapter administration. And so this is basically, it's handling the AMS, making sure the website works and those things. And I believe that could be a kind of officer job. I know it's changed now and it's Member Nova, but as far as I know, there's someone whose job it is to like basically, you know, keep track of membership and manage and administrate the membership system.
Yeah. And who does it in ISARC New York?
Well, I do.
ISARC DC, John Moore does it.
Yeah.
But Dustin helps
out. So the job of like keeping notes of executive meetings and that, you know, so I'm saying that should not be, they should separate that out from like what the secretary's job, which is the secretary's job is to document what the chapter is doing. Official decisions of the chapter, that kind of thing, you know, the financial reports. And I'm not interested in, you know, I'm interested to be, I'll take on the administration job. I'm fine with that. I do not want to be secretary. I do not want to have the responsibility of writing, doing the, writing the reports. Do you understand?
Yeah, so I agree with you. So we'll separate that out. Can we separate that out?
Yeah, so I would add administrative something like,
So should we have then a fifth officer?
Yeah.
Which is administrative officer or?
Yeah.
What's a good name for it, Jolly?
Administrator.
Sure. That's great that you're doing that.
How about communications officer?
Communications, yeah. That's what on
well, that again is another whole field, communication. So communications can mean other things, I can tell you. So it means public relations and all kinds and social running social media and so on. So I think that opens up another kettle of fish, but I think administrator is so duties of officers, the, and so I'm going to put after here. Okay.
So,
what you can do is, Jolly, I think that I was thinking of giving you another role, which you may be able to do that as well with the treasurer. So we do keep this point of administrator of and managing admins, AMS, and online systems with the job of the secretary. And however, what we can do is that we can have an understanding amongst ourselves that you would be handling these tasks, and whosoever is the secretary of the chapter would be writing the reports and doing other things.
I'll tell you why. So I've had the job of secretary before, and it's things where it's responsibilities that I've let slide, because whereas I've had no problem doing things like the admin job. So, you know, this is the way I would prefer to.
Okay. Yeah. So why don't we just give Jolly the admin job?
And then, I've got a secretary who I can be codependent with, to make sure that these things go on, sort of, you know, so.
And that's where your expertise is. I think that's really good. So, but Jolly, I just need to be clear then, you've got that the administrator shall manage the member Nova, the website and social media accounts. Do you want to not use the member Nova name, because that's the product and maybe...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that is what it is right now, you know, the member Nova.
So Jolly, do we want to put that in the bylaws when if they change it, we have to change the bylaws?
Yeah, this is what my question is. That do we need to put this in writing in the bylaws, which would be the foundation document of the SIG?
Yeah, actually it's an interesting point, because Jolly, you just fit like a glove to do this, but you know, if there's going to be after two years elections and this particular role as administrator would be voted for, and is there somewhere where it says you can only have this role for a certain number of terms?
No,
we don't have limited terms, no.
So as long as you don't walk in front of a bus, then we should be okay.
Okay, I think that's good.
All right.
Now, Jolly, I think I have a suggestion. Hear me out. I think add another point under the chair's responsibilities or prerogatives. That should say that chair has the authority to assign certain tasks to the officers or the members. So saying something like that, This would give the chair of the SIG, whosoever is, the 2 years, 3 years, to delegate these administrative tasks to someone, either from the officers or even if not from the officers, any member of the SIG. How does this sound?
What I'm typing is the chair shall have the ability to further delegate. SIG functions, period.
So, just to be clear then, Shabir, did you mean that those tasks like membership, website, etc., that would be the administrator who is... one of the officers or not, just so I'm clear what you mean.
So I think it should not be limited to the officers. If any member is willing to take on the task,
I think it should be an officer. It's an officer role. It's an officer role, but the officer can appoint someone if they can't, if they're not there.
Add the word officer.
The only only thing I'm thinking is administrator sounds like usually it sounds like a paid position, or it sounds like somebody running something. And I'm wondering if we're getting the word there. Maybe there's another word for what Dolly, this task is.
Dolly, in ISAC New York, do you have the title administrator in the bylaws?
No, and I've done the job for 15, you know, or 20 years. I mean, now I'm kind of off it slightly, but you know, I officially let it go. But the fact is that I'm still doing it. And what we have is we have a email address, which is called admin@isoc-ny.org, which is an alias, which nominally is the thing that handles all this, and which basically, you know, but yes, there are certain jobs that I've always done, and one, and that is one to like run the AMS, to make sure the AMS is updated, to process new members, to sort out access, you know, people can access the websites, you know, say, you know, the roles of email addresses, you know, doing these kind of like, you know, and it's different from the secretarial function, and it's something, you know, I mean, sometimes, I mean, I think you'll find in most chapters that this actually falls on the president, you know, does this stuff.
Yeah, how about calling it admin officer or admin coordinator instead of administrator?
But again, the question comes that how this position would be decided. So let's say if the position is elected post, then it may open another kind of discussion. And if it is not an elected one, if it is a delegated post, then I think. Because we are looking, this is now if I tell you the example of my chapter, Islamabad chapter, Vakas does this. So earlier Vakas used to be general secretary, and now he is president. So he handles the AIMS and member Nova things. And now our new secretary that we elected in January, he has been handed over to all these AIMS and all those online portals. By the way, how does social media coordinator sound, Jolly, to you?
Say again.
Who wants social to give you your title of social media coordinator instead of administrator?
Well, it's not the same. It's like, you know, sometimes you have, it's a management. Function, not a coordination function.
Yeah, you know? In ICFDC. I mean,
when if you go, I mean, I haven't gone into the member Nova particularly and looked, but you know, previously when you had the, you know, when you have the list of officers in the old AMS, they actually, there is, you know, you have a choice of roles, and one of the roles that you have in there is chapter admin, and those are the. And whoever is the chapter, set as the chapter admin, are they the people who can actually, you know, change, you know, everybody else's role within the thing? You know what I mean?
Holly, so maybe going back up earlier when we state the officers, why don't we have president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, chapter admin?
Yeah, SIG admin. Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. So you can do it two ways. We can have it as an officer that's elected, or we can have it as a task delegated by there. And that means that it's safely kept
so
with.
It's not so I'm taking it out as an officer and saying that. And then taking it where I've lost myself here. Officers.
Where you had the Just go down. Yeah.
Including.
The chair shall have the ability to further delegate SIG functions such as SIG admin.
Oh, I.
Yes, this seems.
Okay. I've written the chair shall have the ability to further delegate SIG functions, including appointing a SIG admin.
Okay. And should look, I think that's great. Should that specify then a SIG admin to manage the membership, the website, and social media accounts? So it's clear, or do you think it's enough just to have a SIG admin?
SIG admin, I think it should be explained as you are saying, Ganela.
Yeah, okay. So you've got Jolly in the clause up above that. The administrator shall manage shall manage the membership, the website, and social media. So just cut and paste that after SIG admin.
Sorry, Jolly, can you read the statement again?
The chair shall have the ability to further delegate SIG functions, including appointing a SIG admin.
SIG admin to manage
the membership.
Yes,
manage the social media accounts.
Membership and membership portal and social media accounts. Yes.
Yep.
All right, that looks good.
Okay. Moving on.
Okay with that, Shabir?
Yes.
I'm going to show preview and just so I say that.
Hello, Jolly. I think is 4B, read 4B. I think there is a conflict that what we wrote for the secretary's job. It's the treasurer that reads that treasurer should prepare and submit the report to ISOC. Whereas we had written earlier somewhere that it would be the secretary who would submit the financial report. Treasurer shall prepare that, isn't it?
The point here being that the secretary's responsibility is to submit the reports to ISOC, while the treasurer's responsibility is to submit the financial report to the board.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and we've got annual election meeting that's under the treasurer, preparation of a SIG annual financial report for presentation to the SIG at the annual general meeting instead of election meeting there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So actually, the next one after that was completion and submission of annual financial report to ISOC.
So that is a duplication, right? So.
Duplication.
So we take that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Article 6, Executive Council.
Okay, with the Executive Council, I can't see that that's something we would get started for quite a while. Once we grow a bit more, but not at this stage. What do others think?
I it's fine because the Standing Committee, the SIG, is the membership, and if Jolly's not taking a role, if he's doing the admin, then he's the member at large on the Executive Council.
Okay, so it's going to be nearly the same. The Executive Council is going to only have a couple of more members than the board.
Yes, that's what I see. So I don't see a problem.
Mm-hmm. Because the Executive Council has a higher level power.
So what I would recommend here is that we keep this clause, but what we add on here is that we made a point before the Executive Council's point starts, and we say there that the board shall in the future may decide to have the Executive Council if they feel the need to have an overseeing body. So this way the board shall have the authority and the opportunity to have this Executive Council as the SIG moves along. Otherwise this would not harm. What do you say?
Yeah, that's good. I agree.
So how I interpret that is like putting in a comma, if constituted. It reads Executive Council, if constituted, shall consider.
Are you done with breakfast already?
No, I'm starting it now, yeah. But you don't.
Yeah, the next point would start from the Executive Council, if constituted, shall have the, shall consist. Yeah, this would be the main.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Okay, so standing committees.
So the first sentence, the standing committees of a SIG shall be determined by the membership and executive committee. That should be Executive Council, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, Executive Council.
Okay, so all the stuff in brackets can go then. It's got chapter there. This is from an old template.
Okay, I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Nothing here as well.
So the standing committee shall be, so the only thing we've got is the program committee right now. Okay, that's in there.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that we have to have one instantly. It means that when we need to plan something, so that's all right.
Yeah. Okay, temporary committees. President may appoint such temporary committees as appropriate.
To read the president instead of, it should read the chair.
With the chair? No, it should be the president.
No, it's president, isn't it?
The president is an officer. The chair is someone in a meeting. You have a chair.
Yeah.
So,
oh, It's the president, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nominating committee prior to the...
Yeah, 2 months prior to the AGM or annual general meeting.
One thing I'll say is that I think within the new member NOVA, there is an election process built into it, which is going to take a little bit of weight off everybody, assuming that it works.
That's really good.
Okay, so that's good. Article 9.
This is my section where I had a thing. I think all meetings in Article 9, all meetings should be online meetings. They could have a face-to-face component, but the meeting is essentially an online meeting. Okay. Do you want to change it to mean we both, Jolly, the meeting will be an online meeting, but it could have a face-to-face component.
Where?
Second sentence.
Annual business meeting.
First bullet.
The six will hold meetings only in places that are open and accessible to all members of the society. Meetings should be held as planned.
This should not read, the six should have the SIG should hold online meetings.
Yes. Online meetings, and then say using
an accessible tool.
Yes, online meetings using accessible or using accessible only software or something. I don't know.
Accessible technology is fine.
So take out the rest of it, the only in places bit?
Yeah.
Then what about this? These meetings will be both in person.
No, take that. We don't want it. I mean, we could have a face-to-face component to an online meeting, but a meeting will be an online meeting.
Surely, you know, you need another clause. Any face-to-face meetings
I was just telling him is that in the blockchain SIG, we sometimes meet face-to-face, but the meeting is online. It just may have a face-to-face component to it. So I was trying to put that in there somehow.
So there is this sentence: meeting shall be held as planned by the program committee, and may include a face-to-face component. Jolly.
What I've got right now is I just added an extra clause which says any face-to-face meetings will only be held in places that are accessible, open and accessible to all members of the society.
Okay.
Okay. So it just covers that eventuality. It doesn't say any more. So, and then I'm going to actually take out and make and this first item. So the first item says meetings should be held as planned by the program committee.
Now, what about this one where it says here June 30th? I thought we were deciding December was our year.
December, we need to change that. So plan, program committee, Jolly, you may want to change it to executive council.
Okay.
because
we standing committee said that the program committee shall plan and arrangements and make arrangements for the technical programs of the six meetings in accordance. So according to this, you know, so in the, you know, in Article 7, it says that basically the program can, you know, I don't.
We don't have, we're not going to have a program committee right in the first year, are we?
We have, we have not decided that we are having committees at this time. So it would be the executive council that would be the meeting.
I'm going to put if constituted. There.
Okay.
And so, you know, and then.
And then in Article 9, should be held by the program committee if constituted.
No, otherwise such arrangement will be made by the executive council.
Okay.
So then we can talk about program committee, and then with the understanding that if there is no program, the executive council will do the job. Okay?
Okay, so we're having the executive council from the staff then. Just so we're clear on that.
I think we should add another point to Article 7.
What's that?
And that is related to the studying committees and their roles. And we should add that these bylaws would be amended, and the roles of the defined roles of the committee, standing committee, which is constituted, would be added here. Because if you are constituting a committee, you would need to define its role, and the roles shall be included in the bylaws, isn't it?
We've got to think, I mean, we've already got Article 8, which says the president may appoint such temporary committees as appropriate.
Oh, yes. Yes, you are right. Okay.
I'm going to change this. So otherwise the executive council will serve as the program committee. Okay, that takes care of that.
That's good. Should we have under meetings, Article 9, the fourth point, the annual business meeting, so we're consistent? We talked about the annual general meeting before.
We need to erase this section if you choose this alternative.
Yeah, I'm just. Yeah, so the point here is about the election. So about the election of the officers at the at this meeting. So if it says for chapters that conduct their elections by a mail ballot, this section could read also the chair shall announce the results of the elections for the coming year. So that is the
Okay.
So that should be, we're going to be doing that. Okay. So the elections have to be held prior to the annual general meeting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know if it says that anywhere, or if we've got a different thing on elections anywhere. So, just going back up to where we... See, it says the officers should be elected at the annual, so prior, so we shall be elected, I would say, prior to the annual
general meeting.
I think we should say something about election procedure through an online process.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're back down to meetings. Okay, so I think that notices of the place and time of all meetings shall be distributed to all members at least 1 week prior to any meeting.
What is telegraphic?
Telegram.
That's very old world. That one.
Yes, do that. Even mail through email and other electronic means.
I would say other means, period.
Yeah.
I wouldn't narrow it down to electronic. We need to send carrier pigeons, we can.
The pigeons will take a long time to get to Australia.
We may live in Harry Potter's house and send an owl.
So if the pigeons come from New York, they're going to take a long time to get to Australia.
Oh, dear.
So
yeah, because then our friend Rudy will get the pigeon before our friends in Pakistan and Australia do.
Yes, it's gonna take ages.
Okay, then here's my other question. Is on Article 11 when we get there.
Okay, Article 11.
What is our definition of quorum? Here we're saying 50%. What does ISOC NY have?
We don't, in fact, deal much with quorum.
Just a moment before we discuss Article 11, Article 10.2. Do we need this here?
Article 10.2 is at the moment being struck, but I've left it in you know, it disappeared in quotes just to note that it was struck. But I could, you know, it's, I've commented it out, basically.
Okay.
So,
Okay, so in ISOC New York, what do you do about quorum?
We don't, basically. We need a quorum on the board meetings, but we don't require any quorum. You know, the fact is that we don't, to be honest with you, have annual general meetings. You know, all we have is elections. And if in the elections we got like 35% of the membership to vote in an election, we felt that was... We've done well.
So
how do you define a quorum? So say, you know, you email everybody in the chapter. Does that mean you've got 100% quorum because everybody's received a notice? I mean,
so all we could say by plurality, have a plurality of members. And if we want to change the bylaw, then we need a supermajority. Okay? Have a plurality of members.
I'm not sure, you know, someone who is...
I say that we struck off the Article 11, 2 and 3.
Okay.
Ganella?
Yeah.
Maybe...
I mean, my only concern is that official business of a SIG shall be conducted.
We can have this.
We need to do something, because if we only have like two people turn up to a meeting online, there could be discussion saying, well, it's two people are in cahoots.
I get your point. And that's why I am saying that at least three members or two members, whatever we decide, I think we should have three out of four members present in the meeting. So we do not restrict the meetings to the actual members, but the executive council. For any meeting, we make it necessary that three of the executive council members shall attend that meeting.
We have to be clear on if we're talking about the board, the four officers, or if we're talking about the executive council when we have these meetings.
Here I am talking about the officers, the chair, vice chair, secretary, and the treasurer.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we have to look at...
I think you need to establish a minimum number of persons who are going to conduct the official business. And you think?
Yeah. Rudy? What do you have in St. Vincent?
We have a minimum number of persons to conduct business. I think it's either two or I think it's three. Actually, I can't really quite remember.
Out of how many?
Three out of five, I think.
Yeah.
But it's a minimum number.
You're talking about the board there. Here they're talking about the annual general meetings. And I mean, it's not clear whether we're talking about elections, annual general meetings. There's nothing about board decisions. Do you know what I mean? Or executive,
Talking about the amendment and voting procedures, this is kind of a miscellaneous kind of article. It's not specific to the either elections or just for voting. So what I would suggest here is that we add we keep Article 11.1 as it is.
Yeah.
Then we. When we put the Article 11.4 as Article 11.2, a simple majority of the members present.
We can add
the quorum article next to this this article as Article 11.3.
But is that talking about when it says voting to carry a motion? So is that at the AGM? Because we're not clear here what meeting we're talking about, and if it's the officers or if it's the council.
Well, I think there are certain things that can only be decided at an AGM. So this is really talking about an annual general meeting. We've already defined this as an online meeting. You know what I mean? That these meetings are going to be online, are likely to be online. So, this would be a call. Do you know what I mean?
But I mean, the board will have, regular meetings, if it's bi-monthly or whatever. And and the secretary will take minutes, etc., etc. So are we talking about both sort of?
It doesn't, nothing about quorum on the board is mentioned here. This is merely stating, you know, when you have something like the bylaws is subject to a vote of the entire group. You know, the board can't vote change, you know, some things the board can decide on, other things the board are the mandate of the entire membership. And I think the bylaws technically are the mandate of the entire membership, which is why this clause is in there. These things would be decided at the annual general meeting, and what a quorum at that meeting has to be defined, you know, to make the mechanics of the thing actually operate.
See, Article 11 says amendment and voting procedures. So, therefore, what are you amending? And you have a vote. You can vote anytime. But I think this really relates to the annual general meeting more than anything else.
Yeah, and I think it should be expressed then amendment to the AGM, because we talking back and forth about this, we don't see it.
If you're gonna admit,
I don't like this. No official business of the SIG shall be conducted. I think that's, you know, I find that official business is a nebulous term. I don't understand what it means. Does anybody else?
So I am all for it that we should struck these two clauses, but we should keep a balance while striking out these clauses in the other clauses where we are putting certain information. For a vote, at the end of Article 11.1, Jolly, you can write, for a vote in annual general meeting. Stop. All proposed changes, and it ends with the vote. For a vote, after that, you can write in annual general meeting.
Just a minute. For a vote in an annual general meeting.
Yeah, this means that bylaws can only be amended in annual general meeting and not in any meeting.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that.
Yes, and
I mean, it kind of says that already. It says, you know, that they must be presented to the SIG membership for a vote. We don't want, you know, and we don't want to necessarily wait, you know, like these, you know, these bylaws that we're making now will have to be submitted to our membership such as it is for a vote, right?
So, the new bylaws require before we put these bylaws for amendments for vote for the membership, we need to get it approved from the ISOC Global. This is what I understand.
Yeah. So how it says now is all proposed changes, and I'm going to say the establishment and whoops. You can tell I'm the world's worst typist. And any shall
be approved.
The establishment and any proposed changes to these SIG bylaws shall have been approved by the vice president of chapters before being presented to the SIG membership for a vote. Right? So,
yes.
So we make the bylaws, we submit it to ISOC, they say okay, we then submit it to the members then vote okay, and then they are the bylaws.
Yes.
So does that mean that we cannot that we cannot start our chapter until we get them approved?
Yeah. Which is what Kyle has been trying to sort of say to us. And then a simple majority of the members present and voting. So, you know, if that's sufficient. So, I mean, if a plurality means there is kind of nobody, not more people have said no than say yes, right? That's what
right.
it means.
Yeah.
So
that's what I think.
So I would change a simple majority to a simple plurality. Because majority, you know, so that, you know, otherwise you've got a problem.
Right, if you don't vote. So plurality, I think, is people who chosen to vote.
Yeah.
Have voted for this.
Yeah.
People who chose it, yeah, and they have not opposed it.
Yeah.
And that way we don't get people who just don't submit their applications. That's my thought. Anyone else? Rudy, what do you do in St. Vincent?
I think this is, if you look at what it says below here, the action will be passed by plurality of affirmative votes, majority of these voting yay or nays. So it kind of says this in the brackets below. So I'm just going to take that out and say that that's good.
Still be required.
Yeah, so Rudy, do you also have plurality?
I don't believe so. I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because if we do majority and then of members and half the members don't submit, don't reply, then we could be in trouble.
No, I agree with plurality. Yeah. In this instance. But I think we do need some, we do need a minimum quorum in order to change the bylaws.
Right, I agree with that. But we want to get election and other stuff from people don't submit stuff or vote. And if we don't have that, then we'll have a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. No one wants to harangue members to vote.
Okay, with the last one now, where it still says, and voting shall be required to carry, I'll read the whole lot. A simple plurality of the members present and, well, present, I suppose, present online or whatever, and voting shall be required to carry a motion or elect officers. Carry a motion, I'm wondering if that's, is too generalized, because I mean, if we have board meetings, we often move a motion to do something, but that's only within the board. We don't want to take that every time to the members. So should we have that about carrying a motion?
I think this is fine.
So before we got to this one, I've now added a minimum quorum of 10 members to like change the bylaws, okay?
Right.
Minimum 10 members, and put this, the current executive council or the officers in there as well, because otherwise you may be in trouble if the 10 members.
Yeah, I see your point.
I don't think you have to, that you need to make that qualification, because you know, those, the executive council are members, you know what? Yeah. I mean, and these are things which go to the general membership. And so you know, if the executive council is like, you know, six people or five people or whatever it is, you know, they're part of those, of that number of 10. As long as there are 10, it says that if there are less than 10 people present, you know, nothing can, no, it can't be done. You know, I mean, this, you know, and this is the kind of thing where, so I don't think you have to say anything there. I think you can just leave it as it is.
Okay. Anything else?
Last class, Jolly, did you change that?
Yeah, he did.
The status should be transferred to the Internet Society Vice President of Chapters, which is the person that's the same person that approves.
Yeah, that's one. That's good. Jolly, on a different question here. I noticed that A11Y website is not secure. Are you not using Lex Encrypt?
I think the website is secure. I will. I can look into that. I can look into it.
Okay.
Okay. So shall I add that to my?
Add that to your list.
List here. So, bank account secure.
The last point on my agenda here is that we need to decide on a board, and the board means the positions of the SIG that we have here in Bylaw.
So I'm going to hit. I'm going to hit save changes here.
Yeah, and Shabir, didn't you assign roles?
So I had asked you four, you three, Jolly, Ganella, and Judith, you three to join me as a board members. But so far we have I have agreement from all of you three to join me as an officer of the SIG, but not at the specific positions. So we need to decide on the positions. But we need to tell the ISOC the positions of the board.
Well, so we can't do this yet because we have to ask Greg if he would be an officer and be treasurer.
Yes. Ganella?
Yeah. I mean, I'm seeing him on Sunday morning. So I can ask him then, or Jolly can email him, or Shabir, you can email him beforehand so he's prepared.
I think Jolly, I think, could you put this down in your task?
Jolly, when you are writing him about the financial thing and the account thing, you can probably ask the thing as well.
Okay, I'll CC you on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Rudy, do you want a role?
Rudy.
I'm almost done.
So I'm going to stop sharing screen so we can see each other, okay?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily right at this moment. I really want to have an interest, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we just don't want to exclude you.
Yeah, don't worry. You're not excluding me.
All right.
So that was it from my side. Anyone, any other point? Ganella, Judith?
No, I gotta go.
Yeah, I have to go to bed.
yes.
So just to be clear then, Jolly's going to contact Greg to see if he wishes to take up the treasurer's role. And we want to have this clarified as soon as possible so we can send the draft bylaws, which we hope are fine now, with the positions
can we decide on the secretary and the vice president? or we should wait for Greg to come up with
an answer? Think we should wait. Okay. I think we should wait for Greg, and then we can assign on things.
And then also, Kyle, what we need is for the approval of the bylaws from ISOC, and then I think we put the bylaws to the membership, and then the membership approves the bylaws, and at that point we move forward with appointment and the whole thing.
Yeah, I agree.
It makes sense, but Kyle said that that he wanted the bylaws and the names of the officers chapter people to
approve. Yes, I think he did it, so that should be done.
What I propose here is that Jolly, I'm asking this you too, that can you download this file and share this on the list for the comments by the members, asking them that they have, say, until Thursday by the COB or 1500 UTC to send their comments.
I mean, it's public on the wiki right now, so it's the
oh yes, you're doing it online. My apologies. Yes, you're doing it online. It's public.
Yeah, so it's what public on the wiki.
Yes, what we can do is that I think I would write another email, a note on your email saying that we would send these bylaws to ISOC formally by next Thursday.
Yeah.
So they have about a week for the comments on the bylaws.
Okay.
Do you think it's enough time for the comments?
Yes.
Ganela, Rudy?
This for the members, the current members.
For the members, yes. If they have any comments.
Okay. Sure, that should be fine.
I think we could go ahead now and establish these temporary officers. And they can be posted on the wiki. So President Mohammed Shabir. And then so SIG admin, I'm gonna put myself down.
Okay. I gotta go.
Board member. What?
What role are you assigning me?
That's what we are asking you.
You want me to be secretary?
Can you take this on? Yes.
Yeah, I'll be secretary.
Secretary.
Oh, fantastic, Judah.
Yes.
That's good.
Okay. Then who and Ganella, who's vice chair? Are you Ganella?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, we're all done.
Okay, I'll add that to the wiki.
All right. Yeah,
sounds like a good plan.
And then treasurer to be confirmed, Greg. Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So are we then saying that just so I'm clear that so we've got the suggested officers. We've got the draft bylaws. In the bylaws, it says that once they're approved by ISOC, then we send them to the membership for comments.
How long does it take?
No, it says we send them to the membership for approval, for the vote. They have to be approved.
After, after they've been approved by ISOC chapter.
What of the chapters?
So it doesn't say they're not. It's not for comment. It's for the vote.
So how does this sound? That we should send the bylaws to Kyle today, saying that these are the draft bylaws from us, and if they have any comments, they can share the comments on us. Meanwhile, we'll be getting back to them on the officials.
I think you can submit the entire thing to both Kyle and the membership, and say, you write to the members and say, good news, you know, things are proceeding. We have today submitted these draft bylaws to ISOC and these officers, you know, and then wait for comments from either Kyle or anybody to come in. I don't think we have to like stage it at all. I think we can do both.
Yes.
I agree with you. I think you can do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I think we should do that. Go ahead. I will write to Kyle. I will
write to the member. And I'll just quickly now knock up an officer's page on the wiki. And I'll email you, Mohammed, with the two links just so you have them. And then you can take it from there.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted to say Article 11, number one, it says the establishment and any proposed changes to these SIG bylaws shall have been approved by the Vice President of Chapters before being presented to the SIG membership for a vote.
Yeah. We're not asking them to vote on it. We're just telling them what we've submitted.
Okay.
Good. And Gunella, you can finally go to sleep.
So,
thank you very much. Yeah.
Just to be clear on that point, Mohammed, if you send them to the chapters, you say, here's what we've submitted to ISOC. Once they've been approved by ISOC, then you will be able to vote on them. In the meantime, if you have any suggestions, please feel free to like make them. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And I will say that I have recorded this meeting, so there is a recording.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you, Jody.
Okay, good.
Okay, thank you very much for all your help, Jolly, too.
Sweet dreams, Gunella. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. Yeah, we made progress. Great. Okay, yes. Bye.